prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Women's Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Laura from YouFeed, an interesting social initiative. We are also pleased to announce that we have another visitor. Her name is Jessie. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain and @_YouFeed. That's YouFeed. So, let's get started. Welcome. YouFeed seems to be the missing link for the best use of all types of posts and adverts seen online, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and other social networks. YouFeed is a technological platform which finances projects that try to reduce poverty via the user's messages in various social networks. However, this is quite an interesting platform, as the users don't have to spend money themselves. Rather, the money comes from the companies that support these NGOs, non-governmental organizations. The more your message is spread, the more money that is donated to the charity of your choice. And here we have Laura, an important member of the YouFeed group. So, Laura, all I have to do is sign on to YouFeed, make a username, and start posting on my Facebook with this name of, and then the money is donated to a different NGO?
Yes. Hi, Aviva. Thank you for the invitation. Yes, this is a process. You can enter into our platform through the website or via the application, and you can select an NGO that matters to you. And then you will select a company that will finance your donation. And instead of paying, what you do is share the message on your social networks, Facebook or Twitter. And the brand, the company, will pay per person reached in the social media. So the more likes and shares, tweets, likes, retweets, whatever you get, more money the cost will have.
And what are some of the different NGOs that you support?
Yeah, well, we support causes from different, a wide difference of NGOs, like Global Humanitaria, World Vision, Fundación Aladina, Nepal Sonríe. We have a bunch of different projects for support different causes. So what we do is like we let the users select the cause that they feel good about it. Mm-hmm. And my experience with the NGOs is great. Actually, I love to work with them because they are very receptive, always. And I like that feeling. I like the feeling that we can cause impacting people, changing people's lives somehow. And that's a great thing that you can do. It's like something tangible. But on the other hand, we also help companies, small and medium businesses, mostly to try to develop their own social responsibility strategy through social media. So we mix a little bit the concept of social media, digital marketing, and corporate social responsibility. And so that's what we do.
So talking about what you coined CSR, corporate social responsibility.
Yes.
What exactly is that? And what does that mean nowadays in this digital social media world for a business? Why is that important?
The way to do business right now is changing. The companies need to be in touch with their communities. They need to be responsive to the social issues that the world faces. So companies are developing some activities to try to act and help the society. So what we do is I'm a specialist in social responsibility, and what we do is try to develop some programs, strategies, trying to match NGOs with companies to help them help others.
Huh.
Yeah.
And is this something that's more seen on a local level in terms of the extended Madrid community, as we're all based in Madrid, or this is something totally international where you have a business from Italy who's supporting a cause in Bolivia, per se?
Yes. This platform is it's worldwide. You can select any cause all around the world, but right now we began developing the business here in Spain and in Chile, because my partner Kasia, she's from Poland but she's in Chile.
International mix up.
Yes, well, it's a globalized world already. Mm-hmm. She's in Chile and she's developing the business over there. So we have local clients here in Spain and others from Chile.
Wow. And how did you help start YouFeed, or how did you get involved?
Okay, no. I enter into this world, this startup, a little later. It began 2 years ago with an initiative. YouFeed wanted to change the way people consumed. So instead of what they sold, that time was instead of drinking that coffee, or eating that chocolate every day, why you don't donate that amount of money to this specific cause?
Mm-hmm.
And please visualize this message. The more people reached, the more money we get, etc. The whole business was a failure. At the end, we couldn't change the habits of the people. The consumer behavior mm-hmm. was so easy, so difficult to change that we need to change the business model that we had. So that's how we started developing YouFeed. If January 2014 it began with the support of Plug and Play in Valencia. It's a accelerator and a startup. So we pitched, we won, and they helped us develop this business mm-hmm. model. And I joined YouFeed this August.
Oh, wow.
August 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed a person that to spread the message about YouFeed. So that's how I entered. After I graduated from my master's degree, I decided to to enter and to explore this entrepreneurship world, and I felt in love, totally in love.
And how did you end up in or with YouFeed?
Well, actually, they contact me, and for me, that time, it was kind of tricky because I needed to find a job, but on the other hand, they proposed me this new challenge, and I say, hey, why not?
Sure.
It sounds very interesting. It's something that's totally new for me, and I said, okay, let's try it. And I've been meeting a lot of people, going to a lot of events, talking to people. Somehow I'm good at it.
So your role as a coming from a marketing background or a communications background is to get your voice heard, to participate in various radio programs, to go to events and sell the plan, or what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Everything.
Uh-oh.
I'm a communicator, as you said. But mostly I am in charge of all the alliances. I connect people. I connect NGOs, foundations, etc., with companies. But I talk to people, to radio journalists, investors. I actually went December 2015. I went to Luxembourg representing YouFeed in the European Investment Bank Fair. So I needed to pitch in front of a lot of people, investors, about YouFeed because I needed to sell. We need to let the world know about YouFeed, and that's what I'm trying to do.
That's really interesting because I actually study communications back at home in New Zealand. So it's actually really interesting hearing like what you do. And, yeah. So, like, what has the response been, do you think, to your pitches to get, you know, investors and stuff on board with YouFeed?
We're opening a lot of doors already, and I think that's the most important thing. This process, looking for investors, private money, etc., it's quite hard because you need to fulfill a lot of requirements, and it's a step-by-step project. It's not easy, but you need to be consistent and current during the whole process in order to achieve it, and that's what we're doing.
And what does an average investor look for when they're considering to invest in your project? What kind of things did you find, or what kind of issues or questions did you not necessarily expect but were thrown at you at your Luxembourg big weekend experience?
Mostly they ask if we already, if we're entering money to the platform. If we could sell, if we have clients, for them it's very important because somehow they need to see if the model is working. If you sell and if you have a portfolio full of clients, that's something that they definitely will like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most important thing.
And how do you show that? What are some clients that you have? What are some of your most successful clients or NGOs that you support? Which ones do people seem to follow the most?
Yes. We measure our success with two different variables. One of them is the people reached. People reached means how many people interact somehow with the message on the social media. We already have more than 2 million people impacted with our messages. So that's something that we love. And on the other hand, but real impacted, I mean, it's like people that interacted with the platform. And in the other hand, what we do, it's What we measure is the amount of money donated to the NGOs. Because mm-hmm. obviously all the money that we get will be totally donated mostly donated to the NGO, to the social cause. And we raise awareness about this social issues. If for us, it's the most important thing that we need to create, raise awareness, make people conscious about the social issues and what the world is facing.
And when I was looking over your website last night, I saw that you support a bunch, maybe 7, 8, 9 different NGOs from Bolivia to Nicaragua to Kenya to India, and even a few in Madrid, which was quite interesting. How did you choose or select the NGOs that you support, or did any of them come to you?
Some of them come, but others we look for them. We have a kind of a code. The NGO must be part of these, must have a certificate, a public certificate, and yep, that's it. We try to match always the type of NGO or project that this NGO supports with the brand, because sometimes it is important to understand if it's strategically important for the company to support a particular cause. So it's a mutual agreement between both parts. The NGO must agree if, hey, I have a brand that wants to support you. Do you agree, or do you need to? Do you want me to find another client, mm-hmm. and they will accept or not? And we try to match them both to create a kind of a perfect synergy between them.
No, because I saw that you're here today because Milingual is is supporting rural educational program in Bolivia. Am I
yes.
correct? So out of curiosity, how did you feed? I mean, that connection seems very reasonable, an alternative way to learn, opportunity for people to be educated and all of that, which is right in line with the way Milingual works and their languages are lived, not learned. How did you feed and Milingual get connected?
Talking. I went to a fair, and I started talking to Andres, and well, we started a relationship over there. I started selling him this initiative, and he was interested somehow, because it's very important for companies to start creating their own reputational basis from the scratch, from the beginning, as they start to build a very solid pillars for their company. People must associate them with any social cause they support. So that's what we do. And we offer companies that. We offer companies to build their social strategy in order for them to grow, to expand their business through solid basis. That's mostly what we sell. And in this particular case, I was back August 2015. I was starting, and I found this fair, and I said, I'll go. I was brand new in this business, but I started talking. Why not? And I said, okay, that's one of my philosophies. I said, okay, let's start talking and let's see what happens. And that's how Andres and Gabriel started working with UFEED.
So and did they choose the Bolivian school per se, or okay?
they choose this Global Humanitarian Project. Global Humanitarian has a social cause that supports the primary education in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
And also this community food diners.
Sure.
Like- so. Yeah, so they mix, they try to help the Bolivian people. For example, 60% of the rural communities in Bolivia live in a very bad situation. It's very poor. So what Global Humanitaria tries to do is to guarantee them the minimum requirements for them to complete the primary school, so they don't need to go to work being so young, or to avoid child's
labor and exploitation, mm-hmm, and all of that.
Exactly. So Global Humanitaria is helping them and raising money for them to help and to support that cause. It's a very important cause at the end.
And you've definitely done a lot in your life. How did you get involved in this world, and where does your motivation come from?
Do you know this song, Here Comes the Sun, from the Beatles?
Of course. Here comes the sun. Do, do,
do, do. Yeah, that one. That's my favorite song ever, because somehow you will always have new opportunities coming up. So I love being in new things, researching. I'm very curious, and I like to explore new things all the time. So that's what I found here. I in UFIT, I found the opportunity to learn something different and to really impact people and to really help business transform themselves and to really being more close to social causes. So that's one of my core values, actually. And if I can generate some impact in somebody's life, I'll do it.
And what kind of future do you see for UFEED? Where could you imagine this in 5 years, per se?
If I close my eyes and I think on UFEED, what I see is that UFEED will be a great company where other brands will need UFEED to position themselves in this social world somehow. Because we generate awareness among consumers and reputation basis. So UFEED will be a great and useful tool for companies to grow up,
mm-hmm,
to expand themselves and to position themselves with a very strong reputation, so they can earn more money at the end. So it's okay to earn money. But you need to do it in a responsible and conscious way, with creating good impact in people. It's not everything is about getting earning money. It's, mm-mm, about generating impact and have the morale to keep working and growing. But you need that morale doing good things for society.
Yeah, so like it's about giving back. So, you know, you earn your money, but you also have that social responsibility as well.
Yeah, I don't like to say that companies need to give back. What I want to do is like to think that the companies could work in a perfect balance with society, working together to develop the perfect world. For me, it's like being responsible, that not everything is about, it's about money. It's about creating a business with a solid basis solid basis to grow and to help people and to create education and to educate people and to create opportunities for all of them to be better each day.
And are there other, this seems like such a genius idea that I can't imagine no one has thought of until now, but I'm sure I'm wrong because I think everything's been done at this point. Are there other similar projects that have the same goals, or what have you come across in your recent participation with YouFeed?
Yes. There's some of them, there's some other competitors, kind of competitors, companies. I don't want to talk about kind of this word competitors, you know, partners that are doing something similar. What they do, there's one of them called, named Worldku. What they do, they go directly to e-commerce. So they go to Amazon or any e-commerce page, and they installed a widget on their web page. Mm-hmm. And when you're finish your purchase, you can donate €1 to any cause through Worldku. And it's a very successful platform, and for us it's great because we need to create some evidence that this kind of initiatives are working. Mm-hmm. And what we want is, you know, to have more traction and to create, you know, a bigger movement around this.
Sure.
And that's what we like.
The more NGOs you have, the more businesses that support you, the more people that sign up, the more posts that you make, everything goes around and around and around and around.
Yes.
And more comes out.
Exactly.
More that goes in, more comes out.
We want to expand our impact. We want to really help people to change their way of living. And if there's something that we can help create synergies, talking to people, doing whatever we want, what's necessary to generate new opportunities so they can, that at the end we'll have a better world somehow. That's what I wanted to think.
That sounds like such a good idea. With a simple message, all you have to do is go on to YouFeed, that's the letter UFEED.com, and make a username. Choose an NGO that you support or that you find important and write a post on Facebook. Share, like, click, and voila. The more clicks, the more likes, the more shares, the more tweets, the more retweets, the more ooh-la-las, and the more money that is donated from the businesses or the companies to those causes that you choose to support. That sounds like a solid project, and I... hope I'll definitely sign up and start posting around, and I hope that others will feel inclined to do the same.
We are totally in love with YouFeed, so if you want to join us or ask for anything, you can contact us directly through the website, is youfeed.org, or you can email us as well, it's info@ufeed.org.
Perfect. Well, that sounds so great. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us, and Jesse for participating. And for all of you out there, we're always looking for more guests. If you'd like to be here in the studio with us, definitely sign up for a session at melingual.com. And if anyone wants to practice more English, definitely visit the website at melingual.com. And follow Onda Mujer and Milingual on Twitter and Facebook. And the Twitter of YouFeed is @_YouFeed. And you can always use the hashtag Dona Sin Dinero. Thank you very much and see you next week.
Thank you.